Welcome to this week's episode of Prime Flix, the 15-minute film discussion podcast. I'm your host, Ed. Each week here on Prime Flix, we pick a film, watch it, and discuss it. Our films are always available to stream on Netflix and or Amazon Prime. My guest for this week is Ben. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, Ed.
Our film for this week was the documentary American, The Bill Hicks Story. It was released in 2010 and is a documentary about Bill Hicks, a promising comedian whose life was cut tragically short by cancer. It has a rating of 7.7 on IMDb, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 55 out of 100 on Metacritic. So as we usually start out, I just kind of like to start out and get some, you know, overall feelings about the film. Ben, what was your sort of, you know, gut reaction to this film when you watched it?
I really liked it. I gave it my own personal 3 out of 5, just because it's an area, again, of interest to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know anything about Bill Hicks going into the movie besides having heard some of his stand-up, and that was really it. And not even like a full set or one of his shows. I just knew bits and pieces, obviously, because he's been referenced and he's been revered by so many other comics I respect. So it's a good movie to kind of give you a lot of background.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't know anything about him. I thought this would be a good opportunity to learn something about him, because I listen to some podcasts, comedy podcasts, and his name gets brought up so often as being this just, you know, genius, you know. And to be honest, for a while there, when I heard the name Bill Hicks, I always thought they were talking about Bill Engvall, and I couldn't understand what they meant because I didn't think he was quite a genius, but. Yeah, so I thought it was a good opportunity to learn something about kind of where he, you know, came from and what he was all about as a comedian. Was really interesting.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wondering too, and I thought this would help me kind of, and I've come to my own conclusion, but I thought it helped me come to this conclusion, you know, whether or not this reverence for him came from the fact that he did die so young and early in his career. And whether he was worth the hype or it was just a sort of him being canonized by the comedy community.
Right.
I mean, did you think, after seeing this and hearing more of his stuff, what was your take, I guess, on that?
I think it's really a combination of things. He was really sharp and there's some bits that still, you know, they move into that area of like pure kind of performance where it's not just to get a laugh. It's oftentimes it's funny, but he's really kind of driving it home, and he's got a very specific and captivating voice or opinion and perspective on things, which is all very, very cool. And obviously it's the type of stuff that, you know, George Carlin really moved into, kind of as a, I'm sure, which was an influence on Bill as well. So I think it would have been nice if he had lived longer, he would have gotten his break and his chance to do stuff in Hollywood and do that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't know how much we can give away, but we kind of know the life story of, of Bill Hicks. It's not hard to Wikipedia this. Yeah. So he was kind of, in a sense, on his way, and he was working towards, you know, those bigger breaks as a professional comedian.
Right.
To the very end. It would have been interesting to see him do that. And honestly, I think it would have been interesting to see him kind of come up short a few times. It seems like he just kept producing so strongly for a good 20 plus years. He started doing stand up when he was in high school, which is always kind of crazy, but he was always just doing, you know, clubs and stuff. So it would have been interesting to see him stretch into other areas of
that. Yeah, I think he just never, sort of in the same vein as the Beatles or any of those, you know, he never had a chance to be bad, you know, in any way. And that would be interesting, I think. Like you said, I think to see what a Bill Hicks movie would look like, non-documentary, obviously, would have been interesting. The thing that struck me is that, and they mentioned this in the movie, that he managed to walk that line where he was actually teaching or at least lecturing through his comedy to try to get people to think, and doing it so effectively that they were laughing but didn't realize they were also being sort of lectured to, or, you know, trying to make them think about things that they maybe hadn't thought about prior to going to that show. So to be able to do that, still be funny and still have people want to come see you who aren't just already in complete agreement with you is an interesting skill to have. And so I think you said that you actually got a chance to kind of see some more in-depth performances of his, right? You,
yeah, right. I don't know if it was right around the time the movie, the Bill Hicks American movie came out, mm-hmm. that they also re-released on one DVD. It's now just this thing called Bill Hicks Live, mm-hmm. and it has four of his stand-up specials. The one called One Night Stand, which is like one of his first, then Relentless, then Revelations, and then his kind of the last big performance or last big concert he did called It's Just a Ride, which is actually my favorite out of the bunch on that DVD. So, yeah, I got a chance to watch. It's amazing how much of the footage of Bill Hicks is in the documentary is actually from these specials.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably, if you pop this in after having seen the movie, you kind of feel like you're rewatching a lot of stuff. But it's really cool to see it all flow together and how the bits kind of stack and build on each other. And, you know, like you said, where he's also doing the thing where he's really good at sort of mastering sort of this tempo and the rise and fall of a extended spoken word mm-hmm. performance. It's all really, really cool.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this to you before, but I think what's interesting, an interesting glimpse into him in a couple different ways was the scene they had in the film where he was taking on a heckler. Mm-hmm. And he just loses it on this guy, but does so in such a controlled but chaotic manner where he's just, his voice just gets really loud and he starts yelling at him. But everything he's saying is very cogent and very... sort of executed. It's mm-hmm. It really shows just sort of how quick he was on his toes. And, you know, I mean, it's possible that some of that stuff is stuff that he had thought about. Is, you know, I think every comedian probably thinks about responses to hecklers because they expect that.
Right.
But, you know, he goes into, you know, basically this kind of loud rant about how the person's trying to destroy what he's doing because he's not intelligent or funny enough to be able to do it himself. And it was something that really made me think, like, you know, I would have liked to have seen more of this guy. And I get where these comedians are coming from as a, you know, with this kind of perspective on him as being this golden child that sort of never got a chance to kind of go through his full length of his career. I thought it was interesting too, him talking about how, them sort of going over the evolution of his comedy. Unrelated. I just got done reading the Steve Martin autobiography, and it follows a similar trajectory in that they both kind of started out doing clean stuff.
Right.
And it changed and got wackier, like in Martin's case, got just more absurdist over time. And less like, the old school, just, kind of word gags and things like that. And whereas Hicks, it went from being sort of from his kind of upbringings, his religious upbringings, to kind of being more politically themed. It's interesting to be able to see that evolution.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what's nice about those things, and you see it with all good comics kind of do this thing, it seems, over the course of their career where they start in one way, which is generally more socially acceptable
mm-hmm.
and very kind of easy to digest. And over time, more and more of that kind of stuff falls away and they get more sort of to the point. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice. They become sort of less apologetic. They're willing to experiment a bit more. Also because as a lot of comics, once you generate a certain following, people are willing to do, you know, try the next thing you want to do or willing to give it a shot.
Right.
So, he got a certain sort of mileage out of it. I think we're kind of missing one of the facts where for much of his career, he toiled in obscurity in the US and really found acceptance in Britain.
Yeah. That was interesting too. Yeah.
And
that was sort of before it was fashionable to be anti-American in America. Right.
Well, I still think in a way it's kind of, it's not popular. There's a lot of unpopular things you can say that get you booed off the stage.
Right.
Which are not necessarily, you know, they aren't necessarily patently offensive. They're just, you know,
non-patriotic or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's considered that. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhat sacrilegious or something.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. He was a huge critic of the, you know, military industrial complex and the Gulf War and all that when it was happening,
mm-hmm.
Which really you couldn't get away with being too overtly outspoken against as far as an entertainer.
Yeah. That's true. That's interesting. So I think that was probably where we'll have to leave it. If you want to continue the discussion, you can do so on our website, primeflix.tumblr.com, at primeflix on Twitter, via email, primeflix@gmail.com. Or you can leave some audio feedback by calling 414-216-FLIX. That's F-L-I-X. So if you're, are there any other suggestions you would be interested in, or if you need something else to stream? I kind of came up with a couple. You know, Netflix is just full of comedy specials, so there's plenty of those. You know, pick your favorite comedian and you can probably find their comedy special. The sort of half comedy, half true film Sleepwalk With Me by Mike Birbiglia is going to be available on streaming sometime soon, which is pretty entertaining. If you've never seen any of his stuff, it kind of goes through his real life experience of becoming a stand-up comic, and he has some interesting stories to tell. And then I also recently watched, although the movie's been out for a long time, The Comedians of Comedy, which is
that's a good one.
Yeah, it holds up very well, actually. It's Patton Oswalt and Brian Posehn,
Maria Bamford.
There's one other,
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, so people that you know we're accustomed to seeing a lot of. It's interesting. It's from like 2004, and there's a point in there where Patton Oswalt, they ask him, you know, who he's listening to or paying attention to in the comedy world that maybe hasn't broken yet, and he mentions Louis C.K. and like a handful of other people who are doing really well right now, who have kind of burst onto the scene as of the last couple of years. So that one's pretty entertaining if you want some more comedy.
There was actually a documentary and they did a TV show on it for Comedy Central. Both are awesome.
Oh, okay. I just saw the documentary. I didn't see the TV show.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any other suggestions, Ben, or certain comedy specials? I know you were looking at some on Spotify.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, I'm still working on putting together a list for Spotify. Unfortunately, I don't really have any good ones for Netflix streaming and stuff, but I still want to suggest Maria Bamford came out with a special, which is it's like a $5 thing you can watch. It's called The Special Special Special, and that one is really, really good. She was kind of making the rounds on a lot of podcasts a couple weeks ago about it, and it's as much kind of an interesting like movie. Because it's her doing her stand-up in her house to her parents. And that's basically it. It's very raw and very honest feeling, and it's really cool. Huh. It's again, one of those things where, as these artists grow and change, they become way more adept at expressing themselves in sort of a more pure way, I think. And this is, Maria Bamford being her weird self in a very compelling way. The other one, if you like the style and the storytelling sort of things about Bill Hicks with sort of the animation and how they kind of repurpose all these photos and kind of add a little bit of style to the whole thing, I would also recommend you check out the documentary The Kid Stays in the Picture about Robert Evans, the producer who produced Chinatown and The Godfather, among many other things. That's a really, really cool documentary, also about obviously the movie industry in the 70s and stuff, and has a lot of the same kind of features as far as the storytelling goes. So I would recommend that.
That's one I've been meaning to see. Maybe I'll check it out now.
Yeah. It's Robert Evans narrated himself, so it's pretty fun.
Cool. All right. Well, that should be it for this week. It's been fun. Just a reminder, as a podcast, our exposure is driven by ratings from listeners like yourself. So if you listen to us on iTunes, and let's be honest, iTunes is sort of the coin of the realm for podcasts, we would really appreciate it if you'd stop by there, leave us a review or rating or both. That kind of helps, get our exposure up so other people can check out our podcast as well. So if you have some time, do that, and we appreciate it. So until next week, happy streaming.